Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival. Today I have with me Michael O'Shea, director of Transfiguration, screening here in the After Hours section. So, welcome, Michael.
Hi. It's nice to be here.
I know Michael from Cannes. We already met. So
yes.
I fell in love with Transfiguration back then. So I'm glad to talk to you again, Michael.
And thank you again for the...
But for our listeners that don't know about Transfiguration, I would like you to give us a brief description, introduction to your film. That is your first feature film, right?
It is. Transfiguration is my first feature film. It's about a character named Milo, who is a teenager, who believes he is becoming a vampire, and he may or may not be. And he lives in the outer Queens, New York, and he actively murders people because it is a horror movie or horror-ish. As in many films and as in many stories, he then meets a girl, and that's my setup.
And so, as I already told you in Cannes, and that's how he becomes what the film essentially is, and it's a coming of age story for all the outsiders that are in the world.
I definitely made a film when I was writing and directing the film. I was thinking I wanted to make a film for all the other weird kids. When I was growing up and I was seeing movies, I'm old, so when I was growing up, I was seeing movies by John Hughes. And they made me feel very alienated because they didn't describe my experience and feelings at all. It seemed like it was coming from a very, very different place than what I was going through. And what got me through being 12, 13, 14, 15 was seeing all the weird movies, seeing Liquid Sky, seeing Repo Man, seeing Suburbia by Penelope Spheeris, which I believe is showing here, and seeing Decline of the Western Civilization, and seeing if there were these punk rock kids that could exist if I could just find them. And like... I wanted to make a movie like that for the weird kids out there, and for the weird kids in all of us, I guess you could say, the universal weird kid.
We're still weird kids, and we're proud of it.
Yes, exactly.
So that was a starting point. How did it all start?
It all started when I was actually trying to figure out how to... It's very cynical. I was actually trying to figure out how to make a cheap movie. And I decided... There was a movie called Escape from Tomorrowland, another movie called Pleasure Being Robbed, and I had just heard about both of these. One was shot in live locations in Disney World and just put the actors in, just shot them. And Pleasure Being Robbed I'd just seen, and it was a portrait of someone, and they kind of shot them in live locations in New York City using a long lens. Like, the camera's really far away, and she's sort of interacting in real locations. And I was like, well, that's a cheap way to shoot a movie. Now I just need a plot. And then a friend told me that her friend's kid named Milo was getting bullied in school by these kids because he was obsessed with ghosts and vampires. And I was like, ooh, that's good. Instead of eight, I'm gonna make him 14, and I'm gonna shoot him all around New York City in the style I just talked about. And okay, now who is Milo? Why is he? And so I start building the character, and that's the beginning of making the movie.
And you did a lot of researches on vampire movies because he watches a lot of vampire films.
Right. I mean, it was kind of easy because I was already obsessed with horror movies. I just had to watch a few more. I had to watch a few outliers that I hadn't seen yet. And I started reading a lot of vampire books as well. I also started reading a book called The Denial of Death because I was thinking about what vampirism is. And I think vampirism is actually... you know, why it exists as a myth. And I decided why it exists probably is fear of death. So I started reading this book called The Denial of Death by Ernest Becker, which is a book everyone should read that's sort of about how all of our problems as, you know, in civilized society as humans come about from our terror of death. And if we could just accept our deaths, we would be in a much better place as a civilization and as individual human beings. And that influences the film enormously as well.
I remember, but I don't know if that's a correct memory, but I remember that the journal that your protagonist writes and uses in the film was yours from that age.
Well, yes. I wrote everything in the journal. Because I did it actually to raise money for the movie like 2 years before. You do something called a lookbook. That's this like, and for our look, that's like a fashion spread that shows what the, that kind of sells the movie. And for our lookbook, I made a sample of one of his composition books of all of his rules. So I had already written out all of his rules. But then we had to use in the movie additional books that would look like he owned them and that were filled and filled with writings. Well, I had composition books from when I was a teenager that were filled and filled with writings. So when you see, there's a moment in the movie when you see all of his books and there's a character handling them. Those are all of my teen diaries that they're handling. Because, you know, it's hard to make a composition book look like it's been written in over and over and over again. The easiest way to do it is to actually have one. And so, yeah, my books from 20 years ago that had been written over and over again are the books that she's holding. And then the one that she opens, of course, is the one that I wrote the serial killer stuff in.
Yes.
Because I didn't actually write serial killer stuff in my notebooks, just to be clear.
Okay. So, Michael, after this first experience as a director from Canon, what's next for you? Are you already thinking about another film? Are you still enjoying this process of participating in film festivals?
I already have scripts written that I want to raise money for, but I'm on the eve. This is, I think, my 10th and final for a little while. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to come back to America now, but I've really been enjoying it.
You're going to go back in a different America? No, I'm kidding. Not really.
I'm planning on going back. I left before the election, by the way. I leave the place for 20 days
and look what happened.
I leave you kids alone for 10 minutes and look what you do. I'm going to go back to America if it's still standing. And I'm going to start focusing on my next projects. I have a month or two off, and before I actually then the movie's going to start premiering in countries, and I'm going to actually start promoting it again. But I have about 2 months to kind of focus on my next project. I would love to be shooting something by next summer. But, you know, I still write weird stuff, and it's still hard to get money. But hopefully it'll be a little easier thanks to the success of this film. In the next 2 months, I'm going to be trying to raise money for my next project.
So please do another film, Follow the Outsiders in the World, because I have a feeling that there might be more.
Right. There's going to be even more getting created, unfortunately.
No. Michael, Oshii, thank you so much for talking about Transfiguration and for being here with us. And good luck with everything, with your next project and with this one. And thank you.
Thank you so much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.